家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
So Dylan, are you sad you're not going back to America this Christmas?
No, not really. But I might take a trip to Thailand soon.
Oh, how exciting. So what exactly are you going to do down there?
Just lay on the beach and drink a beer.
Ooh, sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
I hear Canada is a good place to go to also.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to go this time of year. It's pretty cold.
这个时候去太冷了。那说到了这么一些不同的国家呀，今天就想要跟大家聊一聊这一些大家常常提到的国家，这些国家的人，还有这些国家的语言，他们的英文分别要怎么表达？因为很多时候呢，他们都会有一些 confusing。比如说我自己啊，曾经很长一段时间说到英国的，我都不知道要怎么讲。有那么几个词啊 ，UK, England, Britain.British, 还有等等等等，到底要选哪一个呢、
yeah. It's actually very, like, confusing for me, too, because I'm an American. We simplify things.
He just figured it out.
I did, today, actually.
对, today,
With the、
now.
Help of Jack. Yes, thanks, Jack.
那我相信很多的听众朋友呢也有这样的困惑，所以今天呢我们就来帮助大家解决一下。建议大家可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文去私信回复笔记两个字来获取我们今天节目的配套文字版笔记。那么首先呢我们就从英国开始吧，就刚刚讲到的英国。
So, differences between the UK, England and Britain.
这几个词呢平时可能你去搜的话就觉得好像都是英国的意思，但其实它们有什么区别呢？
Well, the UK means the United Kingdom, which is comprised of four different countries. First, we have England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, Ireland. While Britain means the same thing as the UK, with the exclusion of Northern Ireland. England means the country of England itself. I know it's really complicated.
好，那
I'll let Kara explain.
好好好，那我来给大家解释一下。首先呢，这个 UK 它其实呢就是英国的全称总称。那 UK 呢，它其实是由四个国家组成的，四个部分组成的，分别是 England 英格兰、Wales 威尔士、Scotland 苏格兰，还有这个 Northern Ireland 北爱尔兰。然后呢，接下来我们讲的这个。Britain 它呢就是除去北爱尔兰剩下的三个部分，然后最后的这个 England 就是我刚刚提到了英格兰，所以呢这三个其实它们的范围是不一样的，相互之间有这个包含与被包含的关系。
So English, British and Britain all mean something else too. English can either mean someone from England or the English language, while British refers to people from the mainland of the UKSo that means England, Wales, and Scotland. And Britain means the same thing as British. So someone from the mainland of England, Wales, or Scotland.
那接下来呢，给大家讲一下这几个词。首先第一个 English, 那这个肯定没有问题，它首先可以表示这种语言，也就是英文。然后呢，它可以表示 people from England, 就是来自英格兰的人。然后呢，接下来 British, 它指的就是 people from the main island, 就是 people from...Britain, 是吧？
Yeah.
然后最后呢，这个 Britain 要注意一下它的拼写啊，是 B R I T O N， 和我们刚刚讲那个 B R I T A I N 是不一样的。那这个 Britain 呢，它指的就是也是来自这个Britain 的人，但是呢，它和前面刚刚讲那个 British 有什么区别呢？如果我讲 the British， 就是指那所有的人，是一个总称。但是呢，如果是讲他是一个来自那里的人的话，你就讲 a Britain。
Yeah。
所以 the British a Britain。
嗯。
好，那聊完英国之后呢，我们再来聊聊美国。那美国呢，其实我们平常讲最多的是 America， 是吧？
Yeah.
但其实呢，还有那么几个大家可能也听过 US， 还有 USA。The United States of America, 还有 the states.
Okay, so this is much easier than England. They all mean the same thing. They all mean the United States of America.
That's it?
Yep. While some may be used more colloquially than others, others are more professional. So for instance, I wouldn't introduce the President of America as...The president of U.S.
So U.S. 是比较 colloquial, 是吗?
Yeah, exactly.
然后 America 呢?
The states are very colloquial too, as well as America. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
所以这个我们刚提到那个 the states 还有这个 US 都是比较 colloquial 也就是比较口语的说法但是呢你可能就不会讲成说 the president of US 就不太正式
So I often hear people say I'm a Chinese这个是不行
啊，所以我们现在聊到中国了、
yeah.
对不对因为我们以前啊 because that's what we've been taught
well, that's like the direct translation right、
对
but because in English we have singular nouns and plural nouns we don't use a if it's a plural noun does、
嗯、
that make sense、
嗯、
okay
我先给大家申辩一下因为有很多人都会讲 I am a Chinese 是因为以前在中学的时候在我们的 middle school 的时候呢老师确实是这么教的、
yeah.
说是 Chinese 可以做形容词表示中国的也可以表示中国人所以你可以讲 I'm a Chinese 但其实呢 it justDoesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't.
你、
yeah.
所以你要讲我是中国人的话，你就讲 I'm Chinese.
I'm Chinese.
对，
有没有 A?
没有 A.
没有 A. Okay.
那类似这个 Chinese 呢，还有一个词就是 French， 它也不能讲成 a French， 对不对、
yeah. ？So although they use a different suffix, you use the same rule for it. So you would say I am French, or this is French bread,、
嗯、
not a French or a French bread.
对，但如果说你要讲说一个法国人的话，你可以讲 a Frenchman.
Yeah,、
嗯、
Frenchman. So, Kara, when speaking about a language in Chinese, you would just use the Chinese name of the country and 话 after, right?
差不多。
差不多? Yeah, I thought so.、
嗯、
well, in English, it's not so straightforward.
Okay, so let's dive deeper.、
That might be a good idea.
那关于这个国家语言呢有一个非常有趣的规律啊接下来给大家聊一下这个规律就是关于这个名词的后缀
So in English we use something called a suffix and depending on the origin of the language and location of those who speak it that suffix will change
嗯就是 suffix 呢就是我刚刚讲的这个后缀那不同地区的这个国家呀在后面加上特定的后缀呢就会变成这个国家讲的话我们来给大家举一些例子
So maybe we can start with a simple rule. There are four common suffixes. Ish, ik, ease, and ian.
给大家拼写一下吧。Ish 大家应该比较清楚就是 ish. 然后呢这个 ik?
Ik?
就是 ic. 然后呢 ese, ease 就是 Chinese 的那个 ese. 然后呢 ian.
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 Yes. And actually, you know what? Ik and ish mean the same thing.But one is just the Latin pronunciation and one is the German pronunciation.
好的。
Yep. Usually languages from Western Europe use ish. For example, we have Irish.
嗯，给大家解释一下啊，就是这个 Western Europe, 就是这个欧洲的西部的国家呢、
yeah.
在国家名后面加上这个 ish 的后缀就会变成他们国家的语言。比如说刚刚讲的 Irish, 爱尔兰语。
English.
英语。
Finnish.
芬兰语。
Scottish.
Scottish 是苏格兰语。
Spanish.
西班牙语。
Polish.
Polish.
波兰语。
对。
And Swedish.
这个瑞士语。
Yes.
怪怪的。
There is one exception to this rule, though, and that would be Turkish.
Turkish, 土耳其、土耳其话、土耳其语。
As for ik languages, these tend to be more ancient and archaic.And often go in tandem with dramatic, even operatic landscapes, like Arabic or Icelandic.
嗯，就是 IC 呢，通常都是来自一些比较说久远、比较古老的国家，比如说冰岛 ，Icelandic，
冰岛。
啊，这个冰岛的语言，然后还有这个 Arabic， 啊，就是是阿拉伯语。
嗯 ，So ease languages usually come from East Asia.Which use E-S-E at the end for their suffix. But there is one exception. Do you know what that is, Kara?
No.
Portuguese. Portuguese.
葡萄牙语。
Yeah.
这个 E-S-E 呢通常都是一些来自 East Asia, 就是亚洲东部的国家。
Yeah.
就比如说 Japanese.
Vietnamese.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Cantonese. Okay.
Yeah. But last but not least, we have...Ian languages, I-A-N languages. These are generally Eastern European in origin and include Italian, Korean, Norwegian, Romanian, Russian, and Ukrainian.
You didn't give me time to explain.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Italian, 意大利语，然后呢 Korean, 韩语、然后下一个是什么？
诺尔威。
挪威是吧？然后这个Romanian 罗马话、还有这个 Russian 和乌克兰语怎么说
Ukraine?
Okay, Ukraine.
Yeah, Ukrainian.
Ukrainian, thank you.
So guys, if you have any questions, feel free to get a hold of us on one of our many different platforms. This has been Dylan with Morning English.
我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan, bye bye.
我是卡拉，拜拜。